Well, good morning. This is Jeremy Deeds of Planning for Life, Life and Financial Planning Consultants from Helsley in North Yorkshire. This is my market perspective for Monday, the 9th of May 2011. Well, I was planning on doing a sort of general overview of the markets and in particular discussing the issue of why markets seem so resilient at the moment. But last week turned out to be yet another rather dramatic week, one of many this year, and also instructive. So I think for this week I'll just concentrate on that and come back to my original topic next week. So what happened last week? Well, start off with the death of Osama bin Laden. Then in economic terms, we had some fairly weak figures from China. Chinese manufacturing cooled, seemed to be a result of the Chinese monetary tightening policy. And US manufacturing also came in below expectations. During the week, we saw rate rises from the emerging markets, Philippines, Malaysia, India, and we're expecting China to raise rates as well shortly. We saw disappointing corporate earnings from Pfizer and others. And then midweek, we saw very disappointing jobless claims from the US, which jumped to 475,000. Although, in a bit of a dichotomy, that was reversed on Friday when we saw much stronger than expected US employment data. So it seems that whilst employment is looking strong, jobs are still fragile in the US. In Europe, the European Central Bank met and made no indication that they were going to increase rates any further, and that hit the US dollar, which then reversed later when the euro itself dropped on speculation that Greece will not only have to be rescued, or rather its debt have to be rescued, but may also leave the euro. I think that speculation is a little bit over the top, but it was enough to impact both currencies and the markets. The overall result of this is that commodities really fell right out of bed last week with a big drop, particularly in oil and silver. And that was really because investors started to reassess dramatically their forecasts of growth, which of course helped pull up commodity prices. Really as a result of the data coming out of China and the emerging markets. And it's also technically because the silver market ratchets up the deal costs in an attempt to try and spike a massive silver bubble. All in all, a real roller coaster ride last week, but ultimately all equity indices were down for the week, except Japan, really as a result of disappointing data and disappointing corporate earnings. So last week we saw Japan up about 0.5%, the Far East down around 2-3%, Europe down around 1%, and the US down about 1.5%. And I think this just shows how vulnerable markets are at the moment. They're taking a short-term view, very data and event-driven. But at the end of the day, the risks, I'm afraid, are still there. And there was a report out this morning which assesses the exposure of European banks to delinquent European sovereign debt. Making the point that if those sovereign debts do fail, then the banks themselves are in a very vulnerable position once again. And so I repeat my mantra, in this current environment, it is really important in investment terms to have a balanced multi-asset class portfolio that's protected against the macroeconomic risks and is well positioned to take advantage of opportunities, because there are indeed opportunities around. So what's happening this week? Once again, there's a lot of data out. God knows what's going to happen on the event front, but in terms of data, we see in the UK the Halifax House Price Index coming out this morning, Monday. On Wednesday, China releases its complete set of April economic data, and that will be watched obviously very, very closely and could have a significant impact on markets. Thursday we see the UK Bank of Inflation report and industrial production numbers. And also Thursday you see a raft of US data including producer price indices, retail sales, jobless claims, consumer price index and consumer sentiment. So I think once again look out for a roller coaster ride this week. That's it. Please note that nothing in this commentary should be regarded as advice. Planning for Life cannot be held responsible for the outcome of any action taken based on this commentary if advice has not been sought beforehand. You should contact Planning for Life on 01429 770105 or through our website or your professional financial advisors before taking any action relating to your personal finances. Planning for Life is authorised and regulated by the Financial Services Authority. Our number is 448184. Thank you very much to you for listening to me, and I'll speak to you again next week.